Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you're tuning in on the Radio Dial in Mississippi, we welcome you all back to our program, or to one of our online affiliates around the world. We're glad to have all of you with us as well. We're excited to welcome Jackson Cherry to our program today. We're going to talk to Jackson not only about what it's been like for him to do what he loves when it comes to music, but also to surround himself with people who have a passion for music as well. He's already had an amazing 2018, a start to the year already with a lot of more things to come. You guys are going to be hearing some of my favorite tracks from Jackson Cherry, including the single Heart Transplant, a little bit later in our program, and we'll let you all know how to stay connected with him. Jackson, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hey, sir. How's it going, brother? How's it going?
Hey, doing really good. Glad you could be with us today. As I said, we're going to be hearing some of the music a little bit later, but I want to start off by talking about this year. I mean, we're just in February, right? I mean, but already, year 2018 is starting off pretty good. I mean, what has it been like for you already, Jackson, to see the way that not only, of course, the music is being responded to, but how this year started off for you?
Man, it started off really well, kicked off well. But, you know, we were graced to see 2018 because so many people just seen 2017, December 31st and died, you know. And so we right. give God, you know, thanks and glory for our ability of just jumping to 2018 and opportunities left and right coming our way. You know, we was able to, you know, be the band. You know, I was the band director for the Essence tribute, Black Women of Music for Missy Elliott. And, of course, you know, one of the pictures that's been viral, you know, is the epic historic moment of Missy Elliott being presented with an award by Janet Jackson, you know. And but before that, we had the Oh What a Night with Joe Budden actually helping expose and bring to a higher platform just, you know, different people in this world with great talent. I mean, people from flying from, you know, from different states. And he's just showing that, hey, music still exists. Live music still right. exists. Don't be fooled.
Exactly. Exactly. And Jackson, the other thing is that I thought about when I was prepping for this segment is that, you know, there is something about music. And as you said, there are so many people who did not live to even see the beginning of this new year. But music has a way, I mean, to kind of cut through a lot of the clutter that we see and hear out there to be able to reach people in a very special way. Do you think that's one of the reasons why people are looking for good music now? Because it gives them something to not only to be able to vibe to, but also give them messages that they can be able to relate to.
Right. Well, let's be real. If by history, music has always been the key. You know what I mean? From Bible times, music's been the key. From slavery days, music was a way of communication. So music, you know, how about this? Even when it comes for sometimes for people to fall asleep, they'll put the sounds of the ocean, which is, you can't tell me which artist sings that, but it's just a sound. So sound and music plays a vital part in breaking the ice of language, breaking the ice of race, breaking the ice of gender. When it comes to music, the gender is music. The language is music. The race is music. So it's a mutual ground, man. So it helps also bring hearts and mend people's minds. So when people are going through certain things, but how about children? When children are crying, sometimes all you got to do is pull a melody on. Let's think about the right. ABCs. How would you really remember the ABCs without a melody? Let's be real.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. If math had a melody to it, which it does, to be honest with you, and then people really realize that, most of us would have been better at math.
Hmm. Yeah.
Just because music brings that.
Exactly. No, I was just going to say, it definitely has a power to it. So I guess an obvious question would be for you, Jackson, when did you discover that power in your life? When did you discover the power of music that made you say this was something that you wanted to do?
To be honest with you, one of the biggest things is music was inside me, you know, from being young, you know, growing up in church. But as I got older is when I realized how many, you know, different things that I could have been caught up in. And music was like, oh, come this way. Instead of you acting that way, go come this way and help release someone else's mind, someone else's stress. So by the age of 13, 14, I made a decision. I'm going to do music. And what was great about it for me, to be honest with you, man, being doing Grammy Week and doing anything that leads to a camera, and even doing the interview with you or anybody else that's great within the platform is extra. It's great. It's extra because the first thing is being in love with music. I believe a lot of people are in love with the fame music could bring and the idea of music. So for me, falling in love with music helped me do what I do now. So now when I get to interview with a great person like yourself and your radio and do Essence and do South by Southwest, these things is just, how can I say, the fruit of the labor. But for me, the labor was an amazing process of enjoying it, which is music.
Gotcha. Appreciate that and appreciate the kind words. Jackson, you know, I think the other side of this is, too, you know, and as you kind of alluded to earlier, there is something, again, unifying that comes with music, that there is, you know, no dividing line that's there. But then to be able to unite with other individuals, like I said, we're going to be hearing music from your previous work in this platform today. We're going to be listening to the single Heart Transplant and even the single Air I Breathe a little bit later at the end. I mean, what has that part of the experience been like for you? Because it's one thing for you to realize that love for yourself, but what has it been like for you to surround yourself with individuals who share that love too?
Man, it's been great because you realize, it's so funny because I just started a project called Common Artist. And Common Artist is the new production label that I started. And you realize the average person is, especially as a musician, you're dealing with the common thing. You have the common thing in mind. So when I connect with you, I'm not connecting with you as this big macho guy that's been doing it. I'm connecting with a fellow musician, a fellow artist that needs to express themselves. No matter what way you grew up, you have something that you can bring to the table. So for me, when I'm able to connect with other musicians, other artists, other photographers, to me, you know, a radio personality such as yourself, anything that helps. For me, you're an artist because what you're doing is expressing yourself and ability to change people's mindset and their frame and their space, headspace.
Yeah, for sure. Have you gotten used to the idea that something that is so personal for you, Jackson, does have such an emotional connection to the listener?
Oh, yeah, totally. Totally, because I understand that depending on what they think about it, they usually say when gangsters, you know, is getting ready to, like, you know, rival another gang. I had friends growing up, they're like, they're not listening to Celine Dion. They want to listen to music that's going to describe what they're about to go do, whether it was Bone Thugs and Harmony or DMX. They need something that's going to get them riled up. You know what I mean? If I'm trying to make sure that my lady gives me that, the kitten at night, I'm not putting on DMX. I'm putting something up that's going to set you up to put you in that zone that I need you. So for me, it's all, as a musician, you should always know that once you play an instrument, once you have the music, you're automatically stepping into a territory in someone's mind and heart that you don't necessarily need permission for to get in.
Right. For sure. I think that's it. And that's the thing for all of us to be able to keep in mind. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome Jackson Terry to our program today to talk to us not only about his own love of music, but also his understanding of the power that music has with it and what it's been like for him to share that. We also talked a little bit already about what this year has been like for him to be a part of some amazing events with others, but also gearing up for great things for himself as well. Let's get into the music, Jackson. Let's talk about this single, which is actually the title track, Heart Transplant, from your previous project. How did this particular song come about?
Oh, man, this song came about when I realized what the heck was going on in this world, you know, where you realize what happened is hurt people hurt people. And the fact that the average person is walking around hurt and stressed and lost it. So what happened is that you realize, you're like, yo, God, I need my heart to be changed, because in order for you to operate and deal with someone differently, you got to know that you can't bring that same exact heart that was just bruised. You need a spiritual, how can I say, transplant, where it not only it changes your heart, where it changes your mind, and it gives you, because sometimes I tell people the situation may not change, but your outlook can. So I believe
right.
A heart transplant, your outlook may change. It's just like someone, you ever go see someone that's dying of any disease in the hospital, and they could be joyful, and you're looking at them like, are you sick? Are you crazy? The reality is that they have just made a decision to change their outlook on the situation to give them a better home going, whatever that may be. You know what I'm saying? So for me, a heart transplant is not only some people, because some people may think, hey, oh, man, I got to go to the hospital. No. Sometimes you need to sit down on your couch and look up and get that heart transplant and realize, yo, that situation, the way you look at your brother would have been different if you had a different outlook. And what does that take? It's a heart transplant, because your heart has eyes, your heart has ears, and your heart has feelings. So that's where that whole song came from.
Well, it's a powerful song. I got it through our friends at Amazon.com. Definitely invite our audience to do the same thing or through their favorite online retailer. For those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is Jackson Cherry with Heart Transplant right here on Conversations Live. Enjoy.
I want you to know you'll never have to press restart. Since you changed my heart from ugly to beautiful.
That was Heart Transplant by Jackson Cherry. We actually were talking to Jackson today, not only about the love of music, but also the sharing of music and what it's been like for him to see the response to it. A lot of great things are coming up for Jackson and his band and his company. We're going to tell you all at the end of our segment how you can stay connected with him and kind of keep up with everything. One of the ways you've been able to kind of communicate with us, Jackson, has been through social media. How has that kind of helped you in not only being able to share your voice musically, but also to kind of rally the troops, as it were, to keep them posted on everything going on?
Well, you know, with social media, you know, I respect it for exactly what it is, to be honest with you. And, you know, everything's about a trend. Everything is about what's happening right then and there. And as, like, as different things catapult, we snowball effect and we take advantage. For example, like the Essence. And the great thing is that, gracefully, week after week, we have monstrous events that happen for us. So we forever in a situation where we have really big events that gets us trending, you know, through the IET band and through myself, Jackson Cherry. So, you know, whatever we can use to, you know, push the motive of what we're doing, we definitely do take the advantage and do that.
For sure. Yeah. You know, I think, that, you know, we talk a lot on this program, Jackson, we have, especially the past couple of years, about the what's next. I mean, it's so great that you're able to start off the year, you know, with so many great things that are happening, so many positive things that you've been able to experience and share. A lot of times, you know, we don't take the time that we need to kind of really appreciate those things because we're so busy preparing for that next thing, right, you know, for the things that are coming up. How have you been able to find that balance of being able to enjoy what you've been able to do, but also looking ahead to the greater things that are coming?
To be honest with you, it's literally once one thing happens, celebrate. But I'm very big on keeping it moving, to be honest with you, man, and making sure that the purpose is right there in the forefront of it all. And the reality is I currently have no real record label. There's no real, you know, financial backing that's doing anything for me. So everything I'm doing it for myself. So I don't really have the much time to sit back and say, huh, yeah, so this was easy. I got to look at, okay, what's next and how do we tackle this one and make sure the last situation snowball affects this to make sure we keep it going. And we can, because the whole thing is legacy, right? It's to be able to pass on something great to somebody else. So it's how do we make sure we pass the whole situation on? And that's the name of the game, you know? Absolutely.
For sure. And I think, you know, as we're getting ready to hear another selection from you and the band, Jackson, I want to talk about, you know, the what's next. As you talk about, you know, being able to create your own, that's one of the things I have definitely appreciated, the importance of being in control of your content, control of the messaging, of course, and also what you're able to do. I mean, how empowering has that been for you, and how important has it been for you to make sure that you are eliminating the roadblocks to your creativity and to be able to share in the music that you want to be able to share?
It's been very important because what it is I'm able to deliver the music as it comes, you know. And what happens is, like, I realize in my career so far, a lot of people that I run into, they may have great stuff, but they're like, I like the producers. They'll have a laptop of 400 songs. I'm like, gosh, okay, cool. Or they'll be happy about, yeah, man, I have 700 songs. And I'm like, all right. Me, and sometimes they can't let it go because they're waiting on a label to do this, they do that. And unfortunately, sometimes they go their whole career and only put out three albums.
Yeah.
Where I look at someone like Missy Elliott that has, you know, Missy Elliott has so much music out there. She's, and you don't even know some of it. You're thinking it's something she did for herself. Sometimes she did stuff for people like Tweet, Fantasia. So for me right now, what's next is really big on putting out music that even if it's not going on my album, maybe it's something that I was inspired to do for a choir and putting it right out, not hesitating and say, hey, let's do this. Let's put a start time. Let's put an end time. and let's get it done. Let's not play the optimistic game and hope it drops. No, this is when we're going to do it. This is when we're going to drop it. And for me, at this point, I became much more intentional. You know what I mean? I'm like, okay, 4 o'clock, I'm eating a tea sandwich because I need the calcium. That's about it, you know? So I got to the point where it's very intentional, and I know why I'm doing it. And if I haven't found the why comes right along with the mission.
For sure. I think that is so true. Now, you know, you mentioned, you know, of course, some of the artists that you've been able to see, Jackson. I want to talk about the reverse of that, and that is now you're being an example. You know, I have talked to people recently on this program, and sometimes it's hard for them to even consider that, that just by doing what they love, that they're an example for other people as to what's possible for them. You know, talk to us about what that's been like for you to know that you've been able to inspire other people to not wait and to go for their dreams just by watching your example.
Oh, man, it feels great to know. And one thing I preach to them all the time is don't try to do it like me. Don't try to do it better than me. Do it like you. Because once you do it like you, like, it's so funny. Like, people compare my band, the IET band, and say, oh, you guys like a Roots. And I said, yeah, you can definitely say that. Oh, but you guys could come and just do better. I said, well, I'm actually not here to do better. I'm actually here to do what I came to do. So when I tell people, when they stop comparing themselves, when they stop putting their projects amongst other projects to see how it lines up, that's when you start seeing the freedom of your passion. That's when you can grow, because now you're not growing according to someone else's standard. You're growing according to exactly what you got inside of you. So when I'm able to reach out to these young people or people my age or people older, I tell people, listen, time is divine. Make sure you at the right place at the right time. Not because someone placed you there, because that's what you were purposed to do.
For sure. That's so true. And speaking about purpose, that leads us to our final selection. We're going to be hearing from Jackson Cherry and the band, and that is Air I Breathe. Talk to us about this song and the importance of appreciating the life that we have, Jackson. I mean, how did this song come about?
Oh, this song came about, man. It was inspired with my guys, and, you know, we was in a studio. And we was thinking about the idea of, yo, man, you really don't give yourself life. God does.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And us, you know, growing up in church, and, you know, and I know a lot of people out there may have their different beliefs and so on and so forth. But for me, I know mine, you know, and I only can talk from my experience. Like, you know, for me, it's like reality is, as much as you want to believe you created yourself, no, you have not. So for me is when you sit there and you realize, yo, man, God, you literally gave me this air that I breathe. And
right.
Without this air, I no longer breathe. So now that has inspired us to build this record, Air I Breathe, which also in the depth of it, that, you know, it goes into Creole, French. It also talks about the idea of a husband and a wife is a correlation of that. You guys are the air that you guys breathe for one another, to keep the relationship cooking. And biblically, God compares his relationship to you as a bride to a groom, because without the communication, the relationship dies. So that's the same thing
right. That
we have with the Air I Breathe.
For sure. Well, for those that have not had a chance to hear it, here is Air I Breathe, again, featuring Jackson Cherry. We'll be back with our final moments with Jackson right after this, so stay with us.
Your holy presence. chrétien. Tendez, si nous t'aimons vivre tout bon vrai, sur ce côté, tendez.
Jackson Cherry. It's available through our friends at Amazon.com or through your favorite online retailer. All the music that we all played here today is available through those outlets. We've been speaking with Jackson not only about this musical journey, the wild ride that has already been 2018, and also, of course, what it's been like for him to share that love of music with all of you. So, Jackson, let our audience know, how can they stay connected with you and kind of keep up with what's going to come this year?
Yeah, so Wow. First of all, man, thank you for having me once more, man. And it's a privilege to be here. I take every opportunity with a great moment and grace. That's number one. And number two, man, people can follow me at Jackson Cherry, literally at Jackson Cherry on Twitter, Instagram, all your social media handles, and, you know, JacksonCherry.com. And also follow my band, IET. Band, so it's IETBAND.com, and I at IET Band. So we're getting ready to release some new music, okay? Some world music, absolutely very dancey, very Afro neo, you know, and very like chanty world, like healing music. So in the next, you know, 2-3 months, you know, we have just a collection of things that's getting ready to happen, from music to books and on.
Wow. So a lot for us to be able to look forward to. So make sure you're staying connected with Jackson, again, all over the place. Jackson, congratulations to you again, and thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. And I can't wait to connect with you guys again, talking about some new things that's happened and new accomplishments.
Hey, looking forward to that for sure. And we thank
you so
audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late and you missed part of the conversation with Jackson, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media sites. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. If you click on the link there, you can listen to the show completely for free and share with your friends from there too. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.